So, Joe, tell me what's special about Battle Club Pro's upcoming show this Saturday.
Well, what's special about Battle Club Pro, period, is the fact that we're trying to do our best to bring the best wrestling to the Bronx as a whole. I mean, the Bronx has a rich heritage, the Yankees and hip-hop. Those things are prominent and just the lifeblood of the neighborhood. But wrestling never really has been. And what makes Battle Club Pro so special is the intimate feeling, the venue, the matches, the crowd, the interaction. We do our best to let the fans know that we listen to them, we're fans ourselves, and we want to put the best product out there.
All right, so what number show is this for you guys, and how what's kind of been the build-up to this one?
Well, this is going to be our fourth show, maybe 3.5. We had two full shows on our own. First was Battle by the Sixth in October of 2016, and then we had one this past January, Fight Forever. And then we had a mashup show, a dual show with Tier 1 at La Boom. That was called The One Who Knocks, and this is going to be, I guess, the fourth entry in hopefully a long line of events. And this one's called May the Villain Reign.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the Battle Club Pro roster. What do you think makes those guys different from, say, some of those other promotions out there?
Well, that's a great question, first of all. Second of all, so far, it feels like a theme. For instance, our first show, we were able to mix things up between staples of Warriors Wrestling, which is outside of Staten Island, staples of WrestlePro based out of Jersey. You know, we've even got some guys that are known in Brooklyn, working with House of Glory. And ironically, there was an issue with the travel for Chris Dickinson and he couldn't make the show. He was very apologetic. He really wanted to be there and we were able to grab Tony Nese. And what was special about that was he bookended Monday Night Raws with our show in between. So week before, like the day we announced Tony Nese, he's on Monday Night Raw. He does our show, and 2 days later, he's on Monday Night Raw again. That's always awesome. And then for Fight Forever, we featured Drew Galloway, who, you know, within a couple of months, signed a great deal to come back to the WWE under the NXT brand. And with our roster, we just try to mix it up, bring something different to the New York crowd. Not that the New York wrestling isn't great already, it's just we want to bring a different feel. For this show, May the Villain Reign, we have a lot of guys coming from Southern Territories, names like the Carneys, 13th Floor, Anthony Henry. We're going to feature a couple of TNA names, some names that are rumored to be involved in that women's tournament for the WWE. It just, with us, it's eclectic, it's different, and we want to let the fans know that we have a bunch of different flavors and you're always willing to try them.